I had a V4WDL, but it was listed as Wayne.
Oh, well, his first name's actually William. Scottish man there, you know William, Bill. you hear him across the hallway, he's got a voice that carries there. Well, you have to check the membership list there, make sure I'm saying the call sign correctly there. So, there's a few of them there in Roblin there, but Bill said he never got nothing, so... we'll just have to check. And, yeah, I found the one that I was missing. So I corrected that, and, So, yeah, I got a couple orders already for shirts. I sent Tracy a text message to see if she's got some type of a form she's going to be using, or she wants to make up something. I haven't got a reply back, so they might be still at the lake. I think they're going up to the Swan Plain there, Little Swan. That's where they got a cabin up that way, and they might still be there. They might be coming back tomorrow. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, well, we should be good for a few extra people showing up. I looked through last year, there's list in the picture, and I think we had about 20 people, so I was kind of planning for around that 20, 25 people to show up, so that's why I was shooting there with 37 burgers, and then if we get a couple other things and some hot dogs and stuff and some cold salads, I think that'll be good. What I can do is I could text you a list of a couple of things to pick up there in co-op, or... email it to you, whatever works best. Basically, it'll just be like the cold salads and stuff, the buns, and that's probably about it, I think. So I had a little bit of a list I put here together, if I could find where I put that list, but yeah, and then just whatever you wanted to grab, over.
Well, I think we got pretty much everything, hamburger buns and relish and mustard and ketchup and whatever else like that, condiments, kind of available, and some refreshments. So I just didn't
Oh, you must be in between cell phone towers there. You were cutting in and out a little bit if you're still there. VA4CJP, VE5RJM.
Yeah, I should be okay now. Yeah, it switched towers here on me. So it disconnected me here, and then I just have to reconnect here. But, yeah, I don't know how much of that last transmission you heard of what I had to say there, but like the regular stuff, relish, mustard, ketchup, napkins, plates, condiments kind of stuff. And also, I just didn't know if you want us to pick up the hot dogs or and how many there. If so, back to you.
Yeah, I was just thinking the hot dogs, just so there's overflow in case people are really hungry or whatever, or we could use them for a wiener roast later on too in the night. I don't know, maybe just a pack or two or whatever, and that'll probably be lots. So, and then I guess two or three dozen buns, I guess, to go with the hot dogs. And yeah, and if you wanted to grab any of the cold salads or whatever, like a macaroni salad or whatever they have there, or if you think that's fine, then we don't need that either. So that should work fine. And I got a bunch of cheese slices here that I'll donate and bring up with me. So my wife said she didn't want them in the fridge anymore, so I'll bring a pack of cheese slices up, and then whoever wants cheese can throw it on their burger. Over.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So maybe some tomatoes and onions there we can bring too there for the burgers. So lettuce maybe. Yeah, okay. So I think we got a good idea of what we need to pick up. So, and of course, if we run out, we're not too far from town, so don't want to end up with a whole bunch of extra stuff if we can help it. But we'll see how it goes. Nobody's gonna go hungry, that's for sure. Back to you.
Yeah, when I bought all the meat, I wasn't sure how many it would make, and then when we started making them here, me and my wife, yeah, we ended up pretty good. We got a lot, so definitely no one's going to go hungry, so there'll be lots of full bellies to go around. Hi. Over.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Sounds good. Well, I don't know, it disconnected on me here again, so must have switched towers again, I don't know. Anyhow, did you copy any of that last transmission I said there? Over?
No, negative. You just started to talk and it started to get a little bit choppy there, so come again. Over.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you checked over that email I sent out. I didn't send it to you for proofreading before I sent it out, so does everything look okay on there? Did I miss anything that you can see there, or made any mistakes or errors? Over.
I seen the email, but I haven't actually read through it yet here. I've still been getting things ready since I got home here, so I haven't actually gone through it all. I skimmed through it all and seen all the attachments, but never looked at it in details here. So I'll take a look here shortly tonight before I go to bed and go through it all, and I'll let you know if there's any anything you missed or any errors, but it should be fine, I'm thinking. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, if there is something or whatever, text me and let me know, and I'll reset something or whatever, I forgot. So, the minutes there look, I think, pretty good from everything I got from you and I think Carla, I guess, was the secretary there, so that was good. So anyways, I gotta go out to the site tomorrow there. Hopefully it doesn't rain, so I gotta set up a few things, move things around there and so forth there. But other than that, we'll be ready to go there. Over.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I just thought I'd touch base with you tonight and make sure we had everything ready and you we knew what the plan was and it all sounds good. And yeah, I'm getting my stuff together tonight, and then tomorrow after work we're gonna pack it all up and get the camper ready and the truck ready, and then I'm planning on leaving at 7 a.m. Manitoba time, so hopefully by 8:30 Saskatchewan time we should be at the site there, so we can start doing a bit of setup in the morning there too and meet you out there. Over.
Yeah, roger. So I'll let you know where to park there. We kind of like parking the campers RVs or whatever in one part of the yard there, so in case it does get windy, it stops a lot of that wind. But should be all good. Alrighty, well, I'll let you go, and that'll be starting here in about 20 minutes. I should be home by then. I'm only a few miles out of town here now. And nice evening, very nice evening here. Nothing for wind, and I'm just out in my t-shirt, so the mosquitoes aren't even too bad. Anyways, unless there's something else, back to you.
Oh yeah, we got some beautiful weather here tonight. There's no wind at all, and it looks like it's snowing from all the poplar tree fuzz, but sitting at about 18, so it's pretty nice out, but yeah, and a quick question for you, the Kenora repeater there, the EMO, does that repeater, does it reach to the field day site with a handheld? Over.
Well, if you're inside the camper, it won't, but if you're, got an outside antenna, it will. So that just kind of gives you an idea. Just that where you're situated there, it's not direct. But I don't know, I was thinking about that. I didn't put a frequency that we're going to be monitoring, but, I don't know. Last year I set up a crossband there on the repeater. I used the UHF, but we might just use simplex just for the heck of it. Be done with it there. Over.
Yeah, that's probably fine. I'm throwing a temporary rig. We're using a different truck to bring the camper up there, so I'm throwing a temporary rig in the truck. And, I'll have a handheld, and I probably have an antenna that'll be on the truck so I can move it back and forth to the camper, but I think that's probably is fine. We can just run simplex while we're out there or whatever, if we can catch whatever we catch on the 9300, then it is what it is, so I think that'll be fine. Over.
Yeah, roger, so, yeah, so, I'll touch base with you probably tomorrow night sometime and let you know how much I ended up getting done yesterday or tomorrow, and go from there. So, I'll probably need a hand with the antennas for sure, but I'll take my fishing rod out there and throw it over the trees, and we got those posts from Terrence, his wife donated them to the club there, so that was nice of her. So we'll have them there as well to string antennas from. So anyways, everything good so far, except hopefully the weather cooperates. Over.
Yeah, no, that sounds all good. I'm getting all the stuff together, and I think I got more electronic gear than I have camping gear. I think that's the priority, is having all the electronics. I'll remember to bring all that and forget the sleeping bag. Hi. Over.
Well, that's priority, right? You won't have time to sleep anyways. You guys will be tired going back home. We'll be probably talking till 3 in the morning. Depends how the weather is, of course. But I think that's what Rob and I did one year, actually a couple of years now. We've stayed up till about 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30, and got a couple hours shut-eye and up again and having enjoying our coffee. So we didn't have very much sleep when we were out there that weekend.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm hoping that the weather cooperates and we can do that again, because I think it'll be